USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States continues to see rising coronavirus cases across the country, setting a new single-day record on Friday for new cases. Another 227,000 new cases were reported yesterday, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. 2,011 Americans died of the disease Friday as well. The case spike comes as a vaccine against the virus may be days away from FDA approval. Glenda Shields was part of the trial study for the Pfizer vaccine, which is up for an emergency use approval next week. He tells Fox News about the side effects he experienced after getting the vaccine.
I've never really had a reaction to a vaccine before, and I did have a reaction to this one. I had headaches and fatigue were the big thing. I didn't take, you know, any kind of like aspirin or ibuprofen on the first shot. The second shot I did, and it muted all the effects.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
A New York woman who was born during the Spanish flu pandemic has survived COVID. Val Dior has the story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Her name is Angelina Friedman, and her recovery from coronavirus made national news back in the spring, yet she recently survived a second bout with the disease. Daughter Joanne Marola says her mom not only beat COVID at 101 years old, she's beaten it at 102, and she's no stranger to tough times. During the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic, Friedman was born on a passenger ship taking immigrants from Italy to New York City. Her mother died giving birth on that ship. Miss Friedman is in a nursing home now and first tested positive for COVID in mid-March, was clear in mid-April. With the latest positive diagnosis in late October, she was cleared on November 17th. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
And President Trump has ordered a withdrawal of U.S. troops from Somalia. In a statement, the Pentagon says that most of the 700 troops that are currently in the African country would be pulled out early next year. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
President-elect Joe Biden says he won't make receiving a coronavirus vaccine mandatory. Kenneth Burns has the story from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
President-elect Joe Biden expressed concerns about the Trump administration's plan to give out a coronavirus vaccine.
There is no detailed plan, that we've seen anyway, as to how you get the vaccine out of a container into an injection syringe into somebody's arm. And it's going to be very difficult for that to be done, and it's very expensive.
Biden offering comments as he was urging Congress and the president to get on the same page when it comes to passing a coronavirus relief package. As far as requiring everyone in the country to take the vaccine itself, Biden said he would not issue such a mandate.
I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide.
From the East Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Kenneth Burns.
On the college gridiron on Saturday, number 2 Notre Dame beat Syracuse 45-21. A shorthanded number 4 Ohio State pounded Michigan State 52-12. Number 5 Texas A&M topped Auburn 31-20. TCU upset number 15 Oklahoma State 29-22. Number 17 North Carolina was all over Western Carolina 49-9. And number 21 Marshall was shut out by Rice 21-0. Three more games involving top 25 teams were postponed this week as a result of COVID-related issues. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.